Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
The podcast no one asked for, but you want it anyway. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Hey, welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. It's Willie Griswold, Jason, the Jess Twins. How we doing, gang?
Hi, Willie. Hanging in there, buddy.
I'm guessing Jess Hooker is almost in vacation mode.
Oh, yeah.
Are you there yet already? Okay.
Right now, I have a list of what are people going to bitch about while I'm gone, and I'm trying to make sure those things don't happen.
Oh, here at the station,
Yeah. And I shouldn't say bitch about, because there's like a what could you run out of, what would somebody maybe not be able to find, and then what would somebody bitch about? Like, sure. There's levels, right? I don't want to get to the what can somebody bitch about.
Do you mean like jokingly bitch about on air?
No, there's people that bitch for real.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I was going to say, the jokingly bitching about the green room on air, that's like a Josh thing, probably.
Yes.
He's the guy that'll like get like fake angry about that.
Right.
And then my dad will say something that he actually means to bitch about on
air.
Yes,
and do you know how often I look at your dad and I'm like, hey, if you need something. So we play this game of like telepathy, and I'm just like, okay, I pay attention to what's missing. I pay attention to the things that he buys himself and brings in and leaves out for me to see. And I'm like, okay, that means you need to start buying this. Mm. Like, those types of things. Yeah. Is telepathy the right word for that?
I think you're honing psychic, in on the right spot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but it's because he is really grateful for everything that we all do, and he doesn't like to ask for things, but he does really appreciate when they just magically appear.
So but he has a tendency to possibly ask everyone but the person he's supposed to for something.
100%.
So three different people are on a task.
That's true.
And then once they all, because there's a rule, like you basically, once Tom asks you to do something, you need to inform like everybody else that he asked you basically to make sure they're not already doing it.
But that's not just with like things around the office. It's like it other things. Yeah. It's every, like it's audio, it's coffee items.
Hey, this place runs like a ship. It runs like a ship that's actively sinking, and no one can find where the captain is.
But we're all in this together.
Mike will come to me once a month-ish, and he gives me that sarcastic look. Tom told me to tell you.
Well, it's, yeah, there's just like a weird order of operations. Like, I was supposed to say something to Jess, but I was like going to call my dad back, being like, hey, can you say this to Jess? I don't feel like saying this to Jess.
But you know how I found out you were supposed to say something to me, but you wouldn't want to, so I asked you first?
Yeah.
Chick overheard it and said, hey, I think Willie's going to ask you about
him. Is that what
happened?
I thought I texted you a picture by accident. Because I did the thing where I had the message written out. You know what
your
I hate saying?
Is amazing. I'm learning stuff too.
I was typing in, hey, my dad said.
I get
and
that.
And I hate leading things with, my dad said, so you got to take me. I can't go in there alone, so just take my dad said you'll take me in.
No. It's the same because I want to text you sometimes, hey, your dad told me to tell you. And then I go, I don't want to go, your dad, but I don't know what to say.
It's real simple. You say, Tom told me, and here's the thing.
I'm not saying Tom to him.
But you can, because here's the thing. Once you see those first few words, Tom said to, it doesn't matter who it came from.
That's true.
Willie the son is out of the equation.
But it also, it just feels so weird. It's also like, I don't feel comfortable when I'm like, I have to like help my sister out. Like if I take my sister to the airport, I won't tell my friends in Chicago about it because I sound like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to take my sister to the airport.
Right.
It sounds like I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to talk about your family in any sort of a professional setting. You sound lame.
But you know what? Tom just treats people like notepads. So if he's thinking about something and he sees somebody else, he's just going to let them know right away. So
that's a really, good way to put it.
Out. Because he multitasks better than I could even imagine.
We are his human notepad.
Yeah, because he multitasks well because he has a team of people helping him follow through with every idea.
Willing to take care of each task for him, yes.
Jason, when you see Mark, will you remind Mark to tell Willie to make sure he does this when he does that?
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful mind, but instead of just like math problems and like equations, it's just like, hello there. It's like Houston.
Coffee.
Videos from 1954, little cartoons that no one's seen for 70 years.
Our friends, Quarry and Schultz, who used to have a show in the building with us, and they got let go, whatever. I have no idea what you just said.
Why did you say that?
I just said your friends.
Oh, my friends, yes.
I'm kidding. They're very nice.
Right. And I can't remember what month. It was late in the year. I think they got let go, whatever. And then a couple months later, they did a show here where we are right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I recorded the audio, I think. We recorded the video. We got all the stuff for them. And Derek Schultz was like, oh, so this is what it's like being Tom. Because we all took care of them and all their little needs.
And they've always had to do all their production.
They do everything themselves, the two of them. Yeah. So they got a little glimpse of what it was like. Although we weren't human notepads, but I'm sure we would have done whatever we needed to do for them.
Sure,
By the way, speaking of human notepad, I have something that I've needed to tell you for like 2 weeks. Uh-oh. And it just involves that story. It's okay. It's really easy, but it's just after the podcast, let's have a discussion.
This is post-podcast.
That I should have talked to you a week ago. It's fine. I think it's just, it's Indy 5 stuff. Mm. It's some of the, there's some Indy 5 guys that are maybe going to be helping us out here in the month of May.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all it is. But you tell the big man, he tells you back, talk to Jay, it never happens. So
right.
Wow, I feel like we all just got a little bit of something off our chest, and now we're
seeing
some
clean
podcasting.
But speaking of things off our chest, I did the drawing for our men's college basketball. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Editorial.
Yes.
NCAA tournament, March Madness.
Okay, that's what I'm allowed to say. The Jelly Bean Pool is what we usually call it here. But when I pulled Houston, and it was for Tom, I was like, son of a bitch.
And they're still in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing over there, double one seed?
I do. I did. Yeah, but Dean still has three people left, I think. Three of his four, I think, are still left.
I haven't updated the ones in here. Christy's been updating.
Do you remember last year when it got all the way to the finals and it was the nail-biter match of Dean versus Dean?
Yeah.
2-1 seed.
Dean always, he probably has all... I don't know.
Yeah.
Jess, it feels like 3 out of 4 he almost wins.
It seems and he could be the least interested of everybody on the staff.
No, it's okay. Well, then he sent the email. He was just like, hey, I won. I'm sending the money to a charity. And I was going to send like a fake angry email being back. Like, guess those service animals really need help. And I'd say, okay, relax, you idiot. I just like to yell. It's very fun to yell about something. And if it's something kind of sports related, topical, it just feels good to just get some... is out of your system.
Get it. Yeah. Do it.
just yelling like a maniac for no reason. Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes. Let's get into the podcast. Y'all remember Cash for Clunkers? Well, this is a little different.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is your former president, Bill Clinton. Well, we've all heard about the so-called success of the Cash for Clunkers program. You trade in your older gas-sucking vehicle, and the government gives you $4,500 off a brand new vehicle. Good for the environment and good for the economy. Maybe. But is it good for you and me? No. That's why I've come up with a new program that will help both me and you. Why, it's so brilliant in its concept. I nearly get teary-eyed just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's simple. You bring me your older used model, and I give you cash.
Oh.
That's right. Introducing the Bill Clinton Cash for Cougars program. Let's say you have tired of that hot middle-aged woman and want a newer, younger model. I am the man to help you out. Heck, I got millions.
Bill Clinton's Cash for Cougars is a limited-time offer. Cash may be replaced by an IOU or a tax voucher. Warning, participating Cougars may or may not be returned after Mr. Clinton is finished with them. Offer void in Rhode Island.
Okay. Now listen, and listen good, America, because I'm only going to say this once.
Uh-huh.
You must act fast.
Yeah.
This program will not last long. Hillary, excuse me, Secretary of State Clinton, bitch, is busy in Africa or Tasmania or wherever the hell she is yelling at the foreign press, and she's going to be home soon. Now, once the old bat arrives back on U.S. soil, this program's going to come to a screeching halt. Heck, I'll be fine. I'll just hop on Airpoon 1 and go pick me up some more hostage chicks. You know, work, work, work. Listen, seriously, it's you I'm concerned about. I feel your pain. But, Bill, you ask, my cougar is slightly overweight. Will she still qualify for your Cash for Cougars program? You may want to look into the other program I'm launching right now. It's called Cash for Chunkers. Oh. I like big butts of the cannot lie. You other brother stand and deny. So anyway, just go ahead, twatter me, or find me on that On My Face page, or on my tube, or heck, just call me. Cash for Cougars and Cash for Chunkers. I'm just trying to help the American economy. Oh, looky here. My first cougar of the day has arrived.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, hello, Betty. Or whatever your name is. Hoo-wee. I tell you what, I may have to give an extra Kiwanis speech tomorrow to pay for you, girlfriend. Looks like you have a few miles on you, but I'll bet you can still lay some rubber.
Cash for Cougars and Cash for Chunkers program are not associated with Cash for Clunkers, Credit for Crap, Money for Nothing, or any other federal program. Offer still void in Rhode Island.
Thank you, Mr. President. I always like a bit of fun with like the radio voice, the talk fast guy. Mark Mike does a real good job there. Also, I think that Bill Clinton is my favorite former president to make fun of from like a non-political, just like goof.
Oh yeah.
Way. Does that make sense?
I don't know. George W. is pretty good too.
Yeah. Well, he's also got some sort of like, he's almost like a cool factor to him. They both kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a very, very funny bit.
I mean, yeah, a lot of the presidents have a cool factor. It seemed like.
It's,
I mean, maybe I should go with the ones that were around since I've been born. I don't know much about the other
ones.
Well,
I mean, Clinton, his cool factor is he's a poon hound. Yeah. Right?
I think they all were. He was just a little louder about it.
Well, much louder. Yes.
I mean, Kennedy was for sure.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
I think that's the one thing they can all get away with, right?
Well, I think they can.
Well, I mean, just, there's a lot of other stuff can kind of bury some people, but you fooled around with an intern. No big deal.
Right. Yeah. Was that? I mean, it kind of was. It was a huge deal.
They made a whole Hulu series.
He got out of it, but he did.
It,
I mean, he got out of it, basically.
He got out
yeah.
of it, yeah.
I think we found that tech that's wandering around the building.
Was that serious? The guy in the blue?
Yeah, he's just wandering around.
That wasn't Noah?
No.
Okay.
Noah's at the shack.
I just saw a glance of someone here. Sorry. We're doing a play-by-play of the wall and through the windows outside the walls of the studio here.
Yeah. There's a stranger.
I know, right? We got some stranger danger going on.
Was that Dean that does the?
It could have been. Yeah.
Which makes it, I don't know why, so much hilarious and sexier, of course.
Because Dean's not in that bit at all, right? It's,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Salji and Mike Mark.
The president, yeah, and Mike Mark. Yeah, but yes, that would must be a quick Dino. I can't do that. I can do it with the tongue. I can't do the back of the throat real sexy way.
Yeah.
The kind of Chewbacca thing.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could do that. Man, Chick does that pretty well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does
it
real well.
So anyway, we're talking kind of cards and driving because, Jess, you're going on a 2-week trip, right?
Yeah.
We sort of alluded to you being on vacation already.
So, yeah. I am first week of spring break. If you're on a balanced calendar, a lot of people have 2 weeks off each season. So 2 weeks for spring break. My first week of spring break will be in Fort Myers Beach with 5 boys and 2 other moms in a house on the beach. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. But
how many boys?
5.
So let's say a handful.
Only 3 of them are seniors, though. The other 2 are little brothers who are in high school, too, that get to, that have always hung out with the older boys. So they're going, too.
So let's say 3 other girls show up.
Sure.
What do the moms think?
Well, I know 2 of the girlfriends.
Girlfriends going.
Yeah. Well, they're going to the same area. Yeah.
Okay.
I know 2 of the girlfriends. And that would be 3 boys, 2 girlfriends. My son is the one without a girlfriend, so I don't really. But I'm kind of known as the
cool
hard
mom.
The hard mom. No, I am definitely not the cool mom.
You're not cool mom?
I'm not the cool mom.
You reek of cool mom.
I've I outward appearances, but senior spring break and the things that go on senior spring break, I am very much not the cool mom.
Totally.
So I have been ruled, I am the keeper of the house. I am the disciplinarian. Like, that's been decided.
Well, also,
oh, okay.
You don't want to have the cool, you want to have a cool mom.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have the cool mom.
You don't want to have, like, you don't want to have, like, cigarette mom.
Yes, the mom that lets you go over, and if you're in the basement, you can do anything. When you're a kid, having access to that mom is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right?
It's cool to have that, but it's also like, okay, we need a little bit of structure. Someone's got to go shopping.
So my mom was the non-custodial mom, and my mom was that mom. Mm-hmm. And so I always wanted to have, like, the, hey, you can come to me if anything goes down. I'm there. I'll pick you guys up, whatever. But that stuff ain't going on at my house.
Yeah. I still think you're the cool mom, if that makes sense. Oh. You literally, like, hey, you're gonna have rules.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give you weed because you're 14 and you have a stomach ache, but I'm still cool.
Yeah, I'm the one that's just like, hey, I'll catch you with weed, and I'll go, do you know your brains aren't developed till you're 25 years old? You know, like,
learned something. I didn't know that.
Yeah, which I've always said to all those boys, like, hey, if you're going to try this, wait until your 20s. It's going to be way cooler, and, like, just wait. Like, don't do it now.
Frontal cortex has not developed
and
fully.
And that's what I say every single time, and I'm just like, and so, like, if you start doing it now, you're going to miss out on who you really are. Like, don't do that. Plus, you're gonna stunt things. Like, just don't.
I think that's the coolest mom there is.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want the super cool mom.
Yeah.
You want the mom that's gonna be there for you.
Yeah.
Anything goes down, I'll give you a ride, like you said.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other moms are trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm a little bit nervous, but the good news is I get a spring break. After that spring break, I get to meet the rest of my family in a different, very smaller, calm, cool little town in Florida get to do the second week. Yeah. With, me and the kids and their dad. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, probably the most angry, I'm a real clean guy. I never drank in high school. There was no reason to even think I drank.
Right.
But I remember my mom being a good mom.
Right.
Telling me when I was probably 17, 18, hanging out with my guys, hey, if you're ever too drunk to drive home, just call me.
Yeah.
And I'll come get you.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
Why?
Because you don't know me well enough that I don't drink. You thought that maybe I was drinking.
But hey, I hit it. My parents had no idea until I fell off the school bus and was suspended. Had no idea. So.
You got drunk that you fell off the school bus?
Blacked out drunk.
Blacked out drunk. I've heard it.
Were you coming back from a field trip?
I was going on a field trip.
Going on a field trip. Okay.
Hadn't even got there yet.
Allegedly, I was at the Newport Aquarium, but I do not recall. So. Really? Yeah. I'll find that out.
I remember that field trip, though. Yeah.
I'll have to find the newspaper article.
Party time.
There was an article?
Oh, I'm sure.
From your high school about it, or like a real newspaper article?
I made our paper because, like, local miners were, couldn't say our names. That's right.
You have a Chick McGee newspaper story?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice. That rules.
They don't even know the real story, though. I would have told them happily.
Willie, you have to tell this story when she fills in for Christy next week. You have to bring it up.
Oh, yeah. Make her talk about boozing on a school trip.
Because Willie and I are both minor...
delinquents?
Yeah, because you had your issues.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I never got... The paper never found out about it. I can't think of anything. I never got in that much trouble.
No, wasn't yours just like, hey, we've got a Bob and Tom kid? Like, weren't you underage then?
Oh, that was the car.
Yeah.
Right? We got Bob and Tom's kid.
No, that was, I was 18. That was our senior prank. So that was early May.
Oh, okay.
So that had to be after. I got in one. It's the big one that I did is I was shoplifting when I was 16. And I was drunk, and I was across state lines.
What?
That one was very messy. Oh,
yikes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I told that story on
Ohio, perhaps?
We're going to leave it. We're not going to say what state lines. So how about you play it cool over there? Didn't drink in high school.
I think the only time I was in the paper was sixth grade Crowder's Pharmacy student of the year.
Oh, that was what I remember. Fair or something. Was,
Son of a gun. Yeah. Are you kidding me? We're all telling you are getting in trouble stories.
And like, I was a small town newspaper.
I was valedictorian.
No, I was. Oh, gosh. Robot. No, that was my buddy Wes. He was valedictorian.
That's okay. Yeah. I just picked up a subscription at newspapers.com, so I'll be looking for everybody's name in the papers. You're welcome.
That's cool. All right. Well, I don't think we'll find yours from when you got in trouble, but Here is Tim Wilson's take on car trouble.
Tim Wilson is our guest.
You ever get one of those mechanics? Guy looks like he didn't get out of the sixth grade, but he talks over your head so high you don't know what he's talking about. Well, I can do one or two things to it. I can pull a hose off the top of your intake manifold and create a vacuum on top of the piston and try to grind oil out of top of the piston. Pull your header gasket down off the top and unhook your electrical switch from a starter and race it up your flywheel. Pull your time chain down around gear shifter and transmission. Fix your fuel mixture and your fuel injector system. Take a torque wrench, pull the exhaust manifold off and clean it out. Pull the coil out of your top of your crankcase. Put the crankcase back, take your bolt out and hook the hose to it. Or we could just change that oil. You know, you can break down out here on 65, push your car all the way to Dadgum, Kentucky, get it up an exit ramp, see that Amoco station down there in the darkness, that glimmering ray of hope. Roll your car down there. Do you get a mechanic? No. What do you get? You get a fat lady selling Cheetos, won't open the door for you. That's what you get. It's a sorry world, is what it is.
That is such a good bit. I wonder if that was something that he ever did on stage or if he kind of just got in a groove in here and just gave that a shot. Because it's so funny and it seems so off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he probably did it on stage. You know, just the big buildup of this, or that. Or we could just change out oil. Mm-hmm. That whole thing. Feels like it. I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I was gifted the experience of traveling with him for about 5 years on the road.
Yeah.
And if it didn't work the first time, he didn't do it again.
Sure.
I mean, just cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just done. But that feels like... I don't know. I mean...
There's certain details. Like the detail, the one that I'm thinking of is you'll get a fat lady eating Cheetos and open the door. We've all experienced that while on the road. That's absolutely happened. It sounds like something that's so funny, the details of eating Cheetos, but the specificity also makes it sound so real.
It sounds like something he probably experienced driving up here from Nashville at 5 o'clock in the morning before he went on the air and just
He said I-65.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Change that oil.
I said something to my cat yesterday in a Tim Wilson voice.
You did?
I just now hit that.
Yeah.
He's always begging for food.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just ate, son. You know, you just ate 10 minutes ago, and you're bugging me now? You know, just something stupid like that.
I just got my cat an app feeder. Like, it just feeds him, because when the kids aren't home, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, I have an automatic feeder. And so it was due within an hour, but...
But he gets whiny?
Bernie, let's chill a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Usually, I don't know what I do. I'm like, oh, Princess Ree.
Oh, that's nice.
You're such a little bitch. Why are you hungry again? That's usually what I do.
Chick was talking crap about cats last week, and I brought my picture of Bernie in my sweatshirt with me.
Yeah.
He's like, get that cat out of here.
Oh.
I was like, he's a good little guy.
Yeah, every time the cat's outside and he wants to come inside, if it's a nice day, I mean, I let him in if it's rainy, but if he's sitting at the window, I hate you. I hate you so much. So I don't say it where he can hear me, just when I'm walking by the window. He's on the outside.
He knows. And he's like, He does know. Realize how much you need me and love me. Mm.
Do you do the thing that she did at like 30 seconds ago where you say something mean, but in the good voice? Like the you're a little bitch thing that she was kind of doing?
No, mine's always mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or it's just straight talk. Like, look, I hate you. I'm going to bed. I don't want to mess with you. Please do not... This jerk, I didn't have my bedroom door closed all the way, and he jumped on my door and opened the door in the middle of the night. You hear your door open in the middle of the night? That is terrifying.
Yeah.
And you're the only one in the house?
And you couldn't see him at first? You're like, what just happened?
Yeah, so like, but I'm half awake and half asleep, and I'm just like, if this is a murderer, maybe I should just be cool and I pretend like I'm still asleep. Like, all these weird things that you think through when you're not quite awake, like, this feels like a good idea. And then it was like, chances are it was the cat, and then I just, like, went back to sleep.
I mean this in a very loving way.
Yeah.
You look kind of hilarious when you're sleepy and confused.
Yeah.
You don't see it often, because usually you're in here, but sometimes you'll do, like, the Instagram story video. And it's like you, like, clearly at like 3:50 a.m. and there's like animals, there's children. Hey, guys. And then you're like playing with your eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
You've got a very funny, sleepy look.
Yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if we were talking about right now, but it's very similar to right now.
No, whenever you come in here, everything's all good. You're all ready to go. But like sometimes when you do.
Oh, those videos. Yeah. And then my mom or my aunts are be like, why would you put a picture of yourself up like that on the internet? Because I don't give a
Yeah. Does everybody have some sort of weapon, you know, nearby you?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball bat.
You got a knife right now.
You got a knife? You sleep with a knife? Oh. No, when you go to bed, like, did you not reach for something when?
Jess is so
I know she's whipping. She's literally whipping out a knife.
I'm
right,
a knife right now, cowboy.
Yeah. Ultimate, what's next to your bed? Anything?
It's a softball bat. There you go. The bed.
Okay. Yeah. I have a bat, and then okay. I have a gun.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have like a little Fungo bat, like a Hank Aaron Fungo bat, like it's like 14 inches.
You need a real bat.
No, what I have is I got the mag light, like I have the big flashlight that's like made of titanium steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put a dent in your head with that thing, pal. Nice. Come on through.
Good.
And I have my brother, he lives next to me and he's a real man with proper weapons, so.
Oh, there you go.
He can come take care of me if need be, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does he have?
Oh, I'm not even going to talk about what Sam
talk about
has.
House?
Sam, there's
I
ninja
can see him
stars.
Having like a bow and the whole thing.
He has like, yeah. Things that are things that they were just set pieces from Lord of the Rings, but now they're deadly. You know? A team of archers awaiting.
He's got the Infinity Gauntlet. He can just turn back time and then kill him.
He does have a lot of nerd stuff. I don't know if it's a lot of it's functional, but I imagine he's got to have throwing stars. He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got in shape, and I feel like when you get in shape, you buy like weird. I feel like he might have like a kettlebell that he works out with like a blade on it or something, just in case
cool.
you need it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff going on over there, I'll tell you that much.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into our next bit. This is a very funny thing to say out loud. Not sure if we should play this, but here goes.
Hi, I am Ed Pinkley, owner of Pinkley Motors, home of the Pinkley Jeep, the Pinkley Volvo, and our most popular model, the Pinkley Taurus. Let's hear what some of our satisfied women customers have to say about their Pinkley Tauruses.
I just love my shiny Pinkley Taurus.
Hey, who wouldn't?
I need to get away from it all. I lean back and get lost in my Pinkley Taurus.
Many women say that to tell you about the easy maintenance of a Pinkley Taurus. Here's crack mechanic Michael Hunt.
Because your Pinkley Taurus is so sensitive, we recommend you have it looked at and serviced at least once every 3 months. If not lubed up regularly, your parts are going to get gummed up, they won't work, and hey, that stinks.
Thank you, Mike.
The guys at Pinkley Ford are always eager to not only service my Pinkley Taurus, but it's the fact that they take the time to buff it and polish it to a spit shine that keeps me coming back. Thanks, Ed.
That's what I am here for.
It was our anniversary, and my husband wanted to give me an unforgettable surprise.
I searched and searched, and admittedly, I had a little trouble finding it.
Imagine my excitement when he finally came across my Pinkley Taurus. Thanks, Ed.
Don't thank me. Thank my staff. For looks and feel, you can't lick a Pinkley Taurus.
I don't drive my Pinkley Taurus. It drives me wild.
A Pinkley Taurus is hard to find, but it is worth the effort. Let me, Ed Pinkley, help you find your Pinkley Taurus today at Pinkley Motors off of Route 69. You'll find us right next to Cox Liquors.
Pinkley Taurus, just another ad. I like how they did all of those, for lack of a better term. Can I, we're going to have to bleep it, I guess. Pussy puns? What do we say? Can those go? Just it was all of that for so long, and then whoever wrote that couldn't finish ishing, and they had to do I-69, and they had to do Cox Liquors, too. It couldn't just be the one bit. It had to, you do everything.
Is that on 65 on your way to Louisville? Is that the one near? Oh, that's Cox Smokers, COX Smokers, right?
Is there that? I've never seen it. I
on
just
your way to Louisville,
weekend.
It is. Yeah.
I know there's Beaver Liquors in Beaver Creek, Colorado. I know that's a real one. We have like my buddy's dad, like one of our really good family friends. He was like he was retired now, but he used to be like a great doctor, and he loved the Beaver Liquors hat. He thought it was like the funniest thing in the world.
Parking in the front, liquor in the back.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. But that's a very, very silly bit. My favorite thing about it is the voice work. You might recognize Doug LaDouche in there, perchance.
Oh, that's true.
And I love how just casual it is. And even like in some of the line reads, I forget who it is, but one of like the second or third voice you hear, they're reading the line and then they think it's kind of over, but like right. It's just so awkward, and it really contributes to that natural feel of that bit.
Do we ever peek behind the curtain as to who Doug and this gentleman is?
I don't. I mean, we can. I don't know if we've ever made the correlation.
The average listener doesn't know who they are, but they know, they talk. I mean, we talk.
They know
about
two
all
different
the time.
Yeah, the two different people we talk about, Doug LaDouche and this guy, are the same person.
Yeah, it's my dad's pal. I think we'll just keep it as vague as we can there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
just not a person that does radio, so
no,
they don't
yeah,
have.
But I think that's part. I mean, obviously that bit is funny, but I think part of it is all of them knowing who's doing the bit.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, and he's being. I mean, he's just doing his regular voice,
And he nails it though.
It's not his regular voice.
Are you kidding me?
No,
he was reading slow though. But
yeah,
but
okay.
It was his regular voice.
Okay,
his
voice.
Regular radio voice for ear. But he doesn't talk like that. I just saw him. He was just here a couple
lunch
weeks
with him
ago.
Recently.
Okay, you
how
win.
That's how he talks.
Well, he does not talk that slow.
It's not that slow, but
not that slow.
I had lunch with him 6 months ago.
He's not changing his voice.
I had lunch with him 6 months ago because they did like a LaDouche thing during like the 2020 election or whatever, and I was like asking him about it, and I was like, "Hey, does anybody like coach you to like slow?" He's like, "No, I just go in there, I read it, I walk out, one take." Yeah, man. It's that
Rusty the Cloud, baby.
It's so funny.
It's a confidence. I don't know. It's very real quick. One of my favorite things of that is it's a little bit of restraint where they actually don't say Mike. Is it Mike Litterist?
Michael Hunt. Michael Hunt.
Well, this morning we had Mike Litterist is the guy who's in charge of PR in DC or something.
Gotcha.
So they were talking about the cherry blossoms, and yeah, Mike Litterist is very hard to find. And this is obviously that same kind of joke, but early in the middle of this bit, they go, "Everybody at Pinkley Ford treats me very well." And then they treat me at Pinkley Taurus, and it just hits perfect.
Yeah. I like when he said Michael Hunt, and then Michael Hunt talks.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "Thanks, Mike."
Right. Which, like, back to this guy in DC talking about the cherry blossoms, if you were really affected by it, you would go by Michael.
I think you kind of have to own it, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very silly. Also, why is he like a PR guy? If you're Mike, if you're Mike Litterist, you know, just work, do data entry somewhere.
Yeah, data entry factory.
If you're
going to
be doing public relations, you got to change it, Michael. You got to go by Michael.
Or add a letter, like H. John Benjamin. You know, just throw a letter in there, like Michael D. W.
Michael J. Fox. Or, Michael J. Hunt.
Indeed. Oh.
Sorry.
Then break it up, right?
But if you're Mike J. Litterist, then it's like, okay, we know what you're doing.
Like a Michael C.
Like I can't win.
You mean like a Michael B. Jordan thing?
Yeah.
Like getting
like, go
away.
Ahead and, like, right. Break it up a little bit more.
What would be the funniest letter? Michael C. Litterist?
Yes. Mike C. Litterist. P or D is funny just because P and D. Yeah, I don't know.
P in my.
Hooker, what are you eating over there?
Marshmallows.
What kind?
Lucky Charms and Sour Patch Kids.
Are these the ones you posted on Twitter that I can't have because I'm not fun?
No, you're fun. You just like health.
Well, throw me one that's not green.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just that they're marshmallows. It's that they're, the color. That is crazy, Jess.
Nail the mic. She couldn't have done it any worse.
Is that like
I'll
a
you in?
Is that like a sugary marshmallow?
That's okay.
So
the Sour Patch Kids are, they are the sour sugar that's on the outside of the candy. I know, you're going to, will.
What a baby.
They're very sour.
It's like Peeps dust on the outside.
It is, but sour.
Also, you're holding your eye closed like a pirate.
It's so sour, but I can't stop.
These
it's not that sour.
Lucky Charm marshmallows, I was really hoping, had the crunch that a Lucky Charm marshmallow has. These are just regular marshmallows shaped like Lucky Charms marshmallows.
The bag would be gone today if I had them. I couldn't hear
a little bigger.
Do you know that I have a buddy who can't tell the difference between like pastel kind of colors like that? And we found out because we were making DNA with toothpicks and marshmallows and Twizzlers in science class, and his just sucked. Like it was like 3-on-1 and 2-on-the-other. And it was supposed to, and it was like the teacher was like, "Hey, you got to do this right to match the DNA." And he was like, "These are all the same color." To me.
He didn't know.
It was very funny. And then we were kids. We just made fun of him forever about being colorblind. God, I miss being a kid.
Yeah. Mm.
You find out your friend has a defect, you just tear right into him. I guess we still do that in here. I still kind of do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, we do here. It just gets a lot more personal.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Those are great for your little trip. Like, that's something, as a high schooler, I'd want bags of that stuff just to eat the entire way on a road trip.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. We used to have like a 5-pound bag of gummy worms. Mm. And that was the trip food.
See, what I'm doing to prepare for the drive down is I started a gallon of water a day on Sunday. And usually I'm about 60 ounces about every day. So I'm the gallon of water, because when you're hydrated, you don't have to pee as much. But if you're starting to drink a lot of something, then you have to pee a lot. But if you're hydrated, you're okay. So right, I'm up to a gallon, and so we won't have to stop as often. That's the goal.
You've been preparing your hydration a week before your journey?
Yeah, any kind of travel. I mean, like, your hydration is important to stay awake, to be, like, I just, that's a big one for me. I get crabby if I'm not hydrated.
I just get more sugar.
No, or that.
And then you're like, ah. But I have to stop for more sugar. So this is a good plan.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
How long is the first leg in the car? Are you doing a whole day?
No. Well, yes, kind of. We're doing 8 hours down to Atlanta to visit my brother and my niece. Yep. We're going to spend the night there. And then we're going to do 10 hours on Saturday down to Fort Myers Beach.
That is a tricky day.
It's going to be a long day.
That is,
oof. I mean, but it's nice, too, because it's not like I'm just traveling with a kid. He can drive, you know, so that changes the game when you have another driver.
Do you have a kid and another mom in that car with you?
No, it's just us, because we're stopping to see family. So, yeah. Aww. Yeah, it's just us.
That'll be sweet. You get some time with the boy.
Yeah. So, but his jerk level is 100 right now.
Oh, when you said jerk level, I'm sorry. He's 14.
Oh, Jesus.
He's not whacking in the car with his mom,
Willie. No, that's what I figured. That's what I thought you said. He's being a jerk. I'm very sorry. I didn't want to.
Alsman's face was worse just then than it was when she took the little Sour Patch marshmallow.
Yeah, no.
Just, I was like, I don't care if he's 17. He doesn't have to do it every 10 hours. He can figure it out there.
No, it's not that.
You're saying he can't wait 10 hours to not do it?
Hey, I'm just saying, sometimes there's the Mike Birbiglia joke where he's talking about guys and girls masturbating, and a woman goes, girls masturbate just as much as guys. And he goes, okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You ever done it while you're driving? And that shuts it down.
Yes, everybody kind of stops. Idea. Yeah, that's true.
That was very inappropriate. I'll apologize during the bit. but for now, we had a silly moment, and here's a classic bit that's very silly.
Did you know that a car is stolen every 15 seconds in the United States? I'm Captain Jay Groh, a former law enforcement officer of the year. I'm here to tell you about the newest and most effective theft deterrent system that's ever approached me with an endorsement opportunity. Let's listen in as these actors recreate a typical car theft.
Hey, look at this nice automobile. Let's steal it.
Okay.
What a nice, clean steering wheel. Let's go.
That could be your car.
Yeah.
But not anymore. Thanks to the new Jiffy Safe Peanut Butter Anti-Theft System. The Jiffy Safe Peanut Butter System is quick, simple, and effective. You just open the shatterproof jar, dip out a big old scoop of the anti-theft peanut butter, and spread it generously over your steering wheel. Mm-hmm. Trust me. No criminal wants to touch that sticky goop. Yuck. What a mess. Let's listen to that same dramatic reenactment now that we've applied some Jiffy Safe anti-theft peanut butter to the steering wheel.
Hey, look at this nice automobile. Let's steal it.
Hold on, partner. Look at the steering wheel. It's covered with that sticky Jiffy Safe anti-theft peanut butter.
Wow, you are right. Yuck, what a mess. Let's go find another car to steal, and we can buy drugs.
Good idea, friend. Phew, that was close. Luckily, there's nothing to worry about, thanks to Jiffy Safe. But don't take my word for it. Here's famous big-time radio celebrity Pat Carlini to tell you more.
Hi, this is Pat. If you want to protect one of your most valuable investments, you need to get the new Jiffy Safe Peanut Butter Anti-Theft Car Protection System. It's quick, simple, effective, and delicious. When I'm done slathering it all over my steering wheel, I make a little sandwich for a quick, tasty snack on the run. The Jiffy Safe system is sure to get you lower insurance rates, and your kids will love it, too.
Look for Jiffy Safe Anti-Theft Peanut Butter at your favorite auto parts or grocery store today. Remember, choosy mothers choose Jiffy Safe.
Incredible. I got to say, I think my favorite performance goes to Dean there
That was his regular speaking voice, right?
With the regular acting voice. Let's go steal it, and then we can buy drugs. I love that. So funny.
There's a couple inside things there. One, early on, when it's Mark Patrick being the narrator there, and he goes, and I'm something, something, Captain Jay Groh.
Yes.
Does anyone know?
I know who Jay Groh is.
You might even be too young.
He would
for him.
Know, but I bet you he doesn't know his name.
Yeah.
You would know him to see him.
He was kind of our favorite best friend cop.
Yeah, and there was a younger guy that was with him, too. Do you remember
that
guy?
Yeah, came a little bit later, though. He was buddies with Jimbo.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit.
Yeah.
But Jay and Chick live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Like around the corner from each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid to ask if, like, the previous bit, I know there was someone who was no longer with us in the bit.
Dead?
Yeah, that's no longer with us. Well, I guess you could say with
here,
us.
But here, there's lots of people.
So I don't ever know who's all still alive anymore.
Yeah, let's not, as a rule, let's not call out the dead guys.
No, I didn't.
Or let's do an episode called Call Out the Dead Guys. Right. And then let's get my dad in here because he never holds back.
No, right.
We can kind of just cover our mouths and he'll be like, that person, incompetent dead person, you know?
Yeah.
Really go after him. Only the way you can attack the dead.
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's all right. There was a lot of lady voices in there.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind. She our go-to lesbian?
No, not at all.
That's another funny thing to say. Go-to lesbian.
Sorry.
Wait, can we point out Jay Groh, not to be like the most me person ever, marijuana pun, Jay Groh, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
You're just over there growing Jays. What do you think those Jays grow on trees?
Huh.
You call them Jays?
Yeah, you call it, sometimes you call joint, a joint a J.
Oh God!
Go the old,
so many. You have so many names for a singular thing. I don't understand.
It's like
you.
Sex. The best things have multiple names.
Well, yeah. You can smoke a J. You can shoot a J. And you, I sometimes say, "Hey, J."
Oh, when you said shoot a J, you meant basketball.
Right,
for a second, I thought you meant like that old Chevy Chase.
Oh, geez.
SNL sketch where he's trying to shoot up with the joint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to, it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I ruin this?
No,
you know
no.
That the entrance I'm to just... Ed Pinkley's auto dealership is actually two blocks north of what you think it would be. Sorry. I just
good.
That just hit.
No, you're good.
Did
I
they
like
do that in the bit?
I don't think. They just did I-69. I don't know if it was either I-69 or State Road 69. I know there was a 69 joke, and so that would be, that's where it would be.
This
right?
is where listeners can rewind and re-listen to it and then call me an idiot.
I say we just let it go.
Why is 69 a thing?
Because it's I-69 right by us?
Yeah. No, honey. Why is 69 a thing?
Because you're working, getting paid at the same time.
No, I don't know. I don't ever want to work. And like you, this is why I don't take my laptop to the beach. I don't want to be working while I'm enjoying myself.
I think it's like if you're having fun while you're working, time goes by faster.
Yep.
So,
well, I want that time to be slow.
It's gonna go
I don't
quicker.
Want it to go by fast.
Have you ever heard the equation 1 + 1 = 3?
No.
All right, then maybe you just don't get it.
I didn't get that one.
I don't either.
Two things at once are better than the things singular.
I
you
disagree.
See what I'm saying?
I disagree.
I'm not about it. Realistically, I think I've only tried it like once or two times. It's not a thing that I really seek out.
No.
But I think that when you're in college. You're kind of goofing around. You're figuring out what you like.
Yeah.
I think that's just something that kind of naturally happens.
You know what? You're right. I don't think that that's ever been a destination. It has been like a pit stop on the way.
It's part of the checklist.
It's part of the...
If I was hanging out with a girl...
It's not an every time checklist.
No,
gas station
saying,
is the same for me. It's like, well, you got to get it. So we got to do it.
In your career,
yeah.
It's one of the checklists.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you there.
But if I was hanging out with a girl and she was like, hey, let's do the old 60, I would definitely laugh a little bit.
You
didn't have to ask.
You would have to.
May we 69?
Yeah.
No, it kind of just happens. Like, depending on how...
When I was in high school, I was at a basketball game, and this guy who was a Southern Indiana dude, and he had this shirt on, and it had the official I-69, like it was a sign on the side road, and underneath it, do you? Question mark.
Nice.
That's nice.
I've never stopped thinking about that guy.
So
I
guys
was like, who's 69 that dude?
Did you guys see on Twitter, and it was like the governor or mayor of wherever, but it was close to us, and we're close to I-69, and they finished some construction project, and they had little candy canes that said 69.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't put that on Twitter. Mm-mm. They're gonna go crazy with that.
Yeah.
You can't have the 69. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a child.
No. I saw it too, and I was like... Somebody did that and they knew exactly what they were doing.
It's just like, dude, you're going to get ratioed. You're going to get, there's going to be a lot of quote tweets. And no one's going to be stoked about your construction project. Which, by the way, probably going late, let's be honest. It's no traffic around here. Angry, not funny, getting angry about road construction.
I might be buying a helicopter soon.
Really?
Every way from my house to here is about under construction.
Yeah.
A portion of was already. And I literally followed, I was going to lunch a week ago, I think, and I'm following trucks that are parking off the side of the road and starting to unload all the barrels.
You know what? The one thing that they're doing on this interstate over here, they should have done that when they did the dang bridge.
They should have.
Because as soon as it opened, it's like, woohoo, wait a minute, we still have to merge all of a sudden? All right.
Well, that's the cool thing about living in an unsafe neighborhood. They don't mess with any of the
That's great,
there.
Yeah. They're not worried about infrastructure or whatever.
Thankfully, I don't do it that way.
There's nothing going on.
We just had a murder at Chuck E. Cheese last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like, in the actual place?
Yeah, it was execution style. Like, yes, it
Wait,
was...
Wait, New Pal has a...
No, it's not New Pal. Oh, it's sorry. East Washington Street.
Oh, yeah.
I live on the county line, though, so...
Okay.
And I grew up on the east side before I moved further east. But, yeah, it was. It was a drug thing, and they thought he was going to rat, and...
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
You can't use that he's going to rat when you're talking about Chuck E. Cheese chips.
Yeah.
You can't use that expression.
Sorry.
I was trying to listen the whole time, but that part got me.
I feel like I've said too much. Now I'm, like, somehow involved.
I'm sure it's news.
Is it
it's
in the
fine.
News? I know.
Is
but
it? How'd you find out?
My mom says things. Oh. She lives over there, and she makes stuff up. She's a liar. Yeah,
well, this is where people tune in to get their news. It's a comedy podcast.
I like how you're not worried. You're worried about, like, getting involved in a police thing. But the much more likely thing that happened, you just called your mom a liar on a podcast.
That
I'm sure your friends and family listen. Jesse, I heard you called me a liar on the podcast.
Oh, you guys. And I said she bought me booze when I was 13, so this is going to go over well.
That's fine. Yeah. Statue of limitations, right? As Donnie Baker would say, statue of limitations.
Statues, yes.
All right, well, I've got no transition for this, but remember when Charlie Sheen was crazy?
Big Hollywood stars are always on the go. Parties, rehab, court dates, trolling for whores, which means their cars need a top-notch GPS system. So here at Bob and Tom Technologies, we're proud to introduce the only GPS system endorsed by super Hollywood megastar Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
It's like OnStar, but a whole lot sexier. It's PornStar. And here's Charlie with the demonstration.
Good morning, Tiger Blood. Glad to see you're up.
Hello, my goddess. This warlock is ready to roll. Winning!
Where are we going today, Dudley?
It's on, baby. I'm in the driver's seat and the trolls are riding shotgun. I'm stoked on a drug called Charlie Sheen, steering towards the sun. I'm an F-18, bro, and I will destroy you in the air and deploy my ordnance to the ground.
Can you be a little more specific?
I'm going to a strip club. Duh.
Ooh, sounds good, hot stuff. Okay, up ahead, you're going to turn right at the three-way stop. You know, speaking of three-ways, I remember back in college, my roommate and I ordered a pizza. Well, we didn't have any cash to pay the delivery guy, so we had to work something out. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that pizza dough wasn't the only thing filled with sausage that night.
Been there. Yes. Bring it. The only thing that can make this trip more awesome is if I whip out my machete.
Mm. Charlie, you're so naughty. Mm. Oopsie. You kind of rolled through that stop sign back there.
Uh-oh.
That's just like me. Barely legal.
Oh, yeah. Barely legal. That's the way I roll. Sorry, my life is so much more bitchin' than yours. I planned it this way.
It's the only GPS system endorsed by Charlie Sheen.
How about that?
PornStar.
Okay, Charlie, make a left and hop on Johnson Street. I just love hopping on Johnson. Oh, this is exciting. Look, there's a tunnel up ahead. Now, enter it slowly.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, baby. Spank my butt and call me Johnny Cash.
Uh-oh. Watch out for that puddle. Uh-oh. Look, it splashed all over me. I'm so wet. Oh, Charlie, honey, that exit ramp is just ahead. Are you ready to get off?
Duh. I heard he did. Winning.
Winning.
Now that's what I call a Madonna's DNA.
So if you want a ride you'll never forget, get Charlie Sheen's porn star GPS system.
Hilarious.
Hey, big fella, are you ready to go again?
Duh. Yes, times infinity, because I am on a drug called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body covered in undigested hummus and dragon breath. Winning!
What a weirdo.
I forgot about winning! Yeah.
What a damn maniac. And that is just, it's from this one very specific period in time. And no one could shut up about it.
I wonder how many months was that? Was that over like a whole summer?
I feel, yeah, like there was, it was a short era. Yeah.
Like it took an entire season.
Because didn't he bail on the 2.5 Men show? Yep.
And he got arrested and then something with his ex-wife. There was like multiple things at once.
Well, and I don't understand, like after all of that, why is he still doing like the Inside Edition interview? It's like, hey, clearly this guy's having a mental breakdown. Let's not put more
cameras. The media doesn't care about people. They want to capture that mental breakdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about what we're talking off? A little bit of so I had the double delivery day.
You did?
The double delivery day, which is where you get two DoorDashes in one day.
Sure.
Big fat guy move.
Yeah.
I also did the got McDonald's immediately after work.
I have a question. Were you thinking about it before you left?
No.
Okay.
And can I tell you, when I go home, I live less than 2 minutes away, but I can take a street to go more quickly to my house or more quickly to McDonald's.
That's true.
And I took the more quickly to my house route and then turned off, making the drive a little bit longer going, I kind of committed to going home.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to get the McMuffin and the two sausage burritos.
There you go.
Which, by the way, that's what I'm getting.
You gave yourself an out, but you couldn't take it, is what you're saying.
Well, you could come to the dead end in his neighborhood and you go home or you go to McDonald's.
Exactly. And the thing is, in my neighborhood, there's a million ways to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds weird to say, but like in high school, my neighborhood would be like a great neighborhood to like drive around and kind of smoke pot in.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because there's no dead ends and you can constantly go to a new neighborhood.
For sure.
You can go like 10 city blocks and never pass a major intersection. You can still kind of just stay in that little area. But yeah, man, it was a good day.
Yeah.
But I'm doing okay right now. I'm still down like 50 pounds from last year.
It's great.
All right.
You look great.
But yeah, sometimes you goof around with McDonald's on your way home a little bit. Have a good time.
Opposite. I'm up 20 pounds since last summer. I don't know if it's menopause. I want to blame it on being like an old lady, but honestly, it's just because I like food and I like to eat it.
Oh no, blame it on the menopause. Are you kidding me?
Really?
You gotta blame it.
No, man, aren't you a little early for menopause?
Actually, yeah. Yeah. That's a lie.
The way that you said it. There's a great joke.
I'm so sorry, Jess.
There's a great joke on the TV show.
I wasn't trying to call you out.
There's a great joke on the TV show Parks and Rec where Leslie gets angry because she finds out that the other members of the city council are tracking when her period is.
Oh, yeah.
And so she walks in the room very angry. Uh-huh. Hey, I know you guys are doing this. And then he goes, why is she so mad? It's not the 26th yet. And that is just kind of reeked of that kind of thing.
Yeah, same.
Gosh, isn't that a little early for menopause? So
it's inaccurate because the day I start is the day I feel so much better.
Yeah,
it's leading up to it.
Yeah, I think
it's
different. I agree.
I don't know. The only thing that I have to blame this on is like, you guys know I'm like so in and out with nicotine products.
Yeah.
And I'm always doing the lozenges. Like the day that I freaked out and I got mad at Josh when he made fun of my pimples.
Yeah.
That was, I hadn't like smoked or vaped or done anything in like 5 days. Mm. So on the way home, I was like, I'm getting a vape. I'm not lashing out at Josh anymore.
Yeah.
I'm taking care. We all have our things that we're allowed
Everybody
to blame.
Everybody has a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like sugar and food.
Yeah. I woke up and wanted McDonald's on the way to work the other day. So I got a sausage biscuit. And I also got, I got a sausage McMuffin. And then I also got a chicken biscuit. It's not on the menu. You can ask for it. It's delicious. And then I put my chicken on my sausage McMuffin. And I think the kids call it a McGangbang.
That's not exactly what a McBangbang is, but yeah.
That's the morning McGangbang.
The morning. Okay, that's good. Yeah. I guess I was wrong. I guess, yeah.
I'm not
going
to go up and say, John, the morning McGangbang.
No. You don't want to say that.
Now McDonald's is doing this whole thing where
they're kind of cashing in on it.
And they're calling it the put it together thing.
Yeah.
But they're not really saying. I wish they would do a commercial being like, we heard you. Here's the McGangbang.
Could you imagine?
And they can't for a million reasons. That word is un-PC for two reasons.
Right.
But yeah, that would be very funny.
Yeah.
What happened to having fun?
What about
hey,
what?
Companies having fun? Call it the McGangbang.
Well, I mean,
do you know how much
that like food
are they
wise,
not a publicly held company that wants to sell stuff?
I don't
you
know.
You say that and then just let it sit for a few days and let people cover it. But and then just go, we apologize.
Sometimes
we shouldn't have done that.
Companies having fun can also like manifest in like Twizzlers being on Twitter. Being, you know what I'm saying? Doing like memes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate it when companies have a little too much fun.
You know what? You know a company that's having a blast and it's fun to watch is Vlasic Pickles.
Okay.
They are funny. Mm-hmm. They respond to like random funny pickle tweets and they retweet things and they say that follow them. They're a good follow.
Was it Wendy's like that a few years ago?
Wendy's is still like
good.
That.
They're still like that.
My favorite one that I saw, Slim Jim. Some guy got arrested going gas station to gas station saying that he was a Jim Spector and he worked for Slim Jim.
Yeah.
And he would be sampling products and
Stop.
He was just stealing from these gas stations. And then Slim Jim found the story on Twitter, and then they retweeted, and they just said, like, free this man.
Yeah.
That's some fun. I can have a little fun with Slim Jim doing that.
Was the Delta tweet about when the Delta variant came out, and Corona Beer was like, are you serious? And then Delta was like, now we get it.
That,
do you remember that? Like, I don't know if that was real.
I want to say it had to be fake, but I could totally see that being... Because now, this is like a big problem, I feel like. A lot of people that run social media for massive companies are just people that are as young and dumb as me. And I mean that very lovingly.
Right.
You can't have like 28-year-olds out there running the social
media. If you want it to stay professional, you can't.
Yes.
And sometimes they're automatic. You plug them in and then they release themselves.
Yeah.
Much like Kingsford did a meatloaf recipe.
That
got
the
sent the morning after Meatloaf died.
That was so funny.
You gotta be careful.
That was so funny and so insensitive. I know they didn't
mean to do it.
But
also, like, if you know Meatloaf, he would have laughed.
You think so?
I think so. I feel like I know him personally. I'm a huge fan.
You know Meatloaf?
You guys, no, listen, like, I've watched the doc multiple times. Speaking of Spring Break, 7th grade. Bat Out of Hell 2, Bat Into Hell. I listened all the way to Florida and
I'm
all
so
the way
sorry
back.
For your friends.
No, I had a Walkman. Don't worry. It's okay.
Is that like I would do anything for love? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like little teenage dramatic Jess listening to I would do anything for love.
Yeah, my poor dad who had to hear me sing without
the
vocals.
Music?
Yeah.
Osmond, did you have a tweet over there?
5 minutes ago. I don't know if this is relevant.
Oh, no, you're okay.
Yeah, I don't know when to say this.
Run it back,
go
baby.
Ahead.
Come on.
Run it back.
I forget what I was looking at. Hold on.
Is it there still?
Oh, someone tweeted at us.
Oh, yeah?
Like, well, back about KFC. And KFC only follows 11 people.
Oh, yes.
Five of the Spice Girls and six dudes named Herb.
Yeah,
very
funny.
Which I was like, that's genius.
Fantastic.
The smartest thing I could ever do.
And also, whoever is running their social media is high. Like a non-high person would not come out with that kind of comedy. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I would love that job. You just get a smoke pot and you sit at your computer for a couple hours.
They send you Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, goodness. I wasn't even thinking about that part.
I haven't been high very often in my life, but when I have, I wrote stuff down.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say is that you should be careful.
Are you hilarious?
If you get into pot.
I think I'm funny.
I think you've been such a good mom and I think you'll go such the other way because I think that naturally you kind of have like a stonerish personality. Does that make sense?
Max says all of his friends think that I'm a stoner.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
I mean,
even in high school, everybody was like, "Well, you were high all the time." I was like, "No, I wasn't. I just didn't give a shit." Like that's very different.
Yeah,
but if I'll bring a picture next time, actually, I do. I'll post it when we put up this. I found pictures from my senior spring break and I showed Max and he was like, oh my God, that's horrible. There's one where I am pulling cigarettes out of an ashtray and I have like, I don't know, as big as my mouth would be. Who knows who smoked these cigarettes? And I put them all in my mouth.
I'm 18. I'm at a music festival.
Right?
My eyes are all the way in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Because I've been partying so much all day in Miami. And I've just got this cigarette hanging out of the corner of my mouth, like Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
I'll put that up when we promote this too. This
will be I barely was clothed my entire spring break.
Clothed?
Nice. Clothed. I was naked. All just my butt was out all the whole time.
You know what I used to wear? Just. Like weird like nautical themed shirts.
Yeah.
Like little like button like not like Hawaiian shirts, like button downs with like little like a
like you went to the aquarium and
like a sailboat and like a teddy bear on a sail, like really weird, like we kind of thought it was ironic, but it was just like old preppy guy clothes. So I was such a weird kid. Just yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh man.
I didn't have a high school spring break. I was stuck playing softball.
Oh yeah, you were an
practicing
athlete.
And then going home. I mean, I could have left, but we didn't do anything.
Is that why you felt the need to lash out on school field trips?
Oh, it's because I was invincible and couldn't get caught and get in trouble. But apparently when you drink a lot of vodka by yourself, it could take over.
You know what?
Did you do this alone?
Well, it was going to be me and my friend.
Okay.
And then someone else found out we were doing it on the trip. And they're like, I'd be cool too. Let me drink. And otherwise, I never would have shared because it takes a lot.
Oh, do you think it was the other person that how you got caught?
Oh, no. I fell off the bus.
Oh, that
first,
is how you got caught.
Barefoot. Okay. No one had any idea either.
Why were you
barefoot? I was
like
acting crazy. I don't know. I was drunk, Willie.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was
though.
Drunk.
That's cool.
I was also, bless her heart. No, I can't even say it. But yeah, I was doing a lot of inappropriate stuff. I was yelling on the school bus when someone from the aquarium came on to give us directions. Let's get the f*** out of here.
Yeah.
One teacher on our bus, just the chaperones and the bus driver.
No.
And we were playing NWA. F the police. A lot on the way down. But after we stopped for the restroom, the rest break, because I went behind the gas station to pee because I just started my period and I didn't want to wait in line.
Okay.
So I announced to everyone I started my period, went behind the gas station, I peed there, it was great, got back on the school bus, woke up in a hospital. That's what I remember. And I'm sorry, Mrs. Craig, for the trouble. And Mr. Craig, because he had to come down and pick up his wife because she had to wait with me in the hospital.
Oh,
can I
no.
tell you something? You sound like a nightmare and I love it. I really want to meet her.
I am the funnest person when I'm drunk.
Easy, motherfucker. Leave that one. Okay, well, thank you for listening to the podcast. Like and subscribe. The whole thing. We'll see you next time.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.